So we got Coach Estes in here.
Calling a different play.
We're audible on.
You can handle it.
That's right. Coach Ron Estes from Blissfield in here as we're able to talk a little Blissfield. And Danny's over there with ears like this trying to listen in, too.
He's doing the right thing. He's eating pizza.
There you go. Well, Coach, I'm glad you came in a little early, but this is, you know, a big year for you. We, you know, we talked with him that, you know, a couple years ago was such a big run and, you know, Clinton getting you that second game. But, you know, last year after that, kind of a little bit of a down year. So you want to try to have that bounce back year.
We do. And I was listening to Danny on the way in, and he spot on the LCAA. You know, what he did last year and what we did 2 years ago, getting through our league without a loss is you got to give those credit. That's incredible. Because our league is a gauntlet. It's just week after week, it's a very, very tough league to navigate. So, but we're looking forward to this year. We really are.
Well, the one thing about, too, the LCAA, and it's not like you're seeing the same offense or defensive schemes each week as well. You know, you really have to prepare for different styles. You know, some conferences you go in and, you know, kind of everybody's a spread team or everybody's a wing T. You know, with the LCAA, you got to prepare each week for some different styles.
We see everything. We see full house T. We see wing T. We see spread. So your kids have to be sharp. You have to have a good Sunday night meeting. And,
right.
And then during the week, they have to pay attention and be urgent. And if you do that, and again, those teams are also very good.
Yeah.
So a lot of factors involved there.
Well, and, you know, we talked about with Coach Rogers, and I'm sure we'll touch on it with you, Coach, you know, the schedule. Just like Hudson, you don't shy away from your non-conference opponents in the first couple weeks.
Whiteford.
And then you go into, you know, the conference schedule the rest
of the year. Well, I think Whiteford, had Hudson not beaten them, I think Whiteford would have won the state title.
Yeah. Sure.
And they've got everybody back.
Yeah.
So that's our traditional opener,
mm-hmm.
and which is great because that – that really keeps you focused over the summer because that's who you're going to open
up
with.
That's a big game, right.
And then it doesn't get any easier from there. So
we're
looking forward to it, though.
That's what you show up for, right,
that's
is
right.
the challenge.
That's why we play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, and I know last year, you know, again, a down year, but you did have a lot of turnover from that previous year. And so getting new guys into the system and getting into the mix, well, hopefully that – this is year two of that, so those guys are a little bit more ready.
And what we did, I think every coach analyzes and evaluates when the season's over. Well, about week five last year is when we did that because we knew at that point this isn't going to be one of those, what we'd call typical years.
Right.
So around week five, we said, hey, this kid, they're coming back. Let's get them in there.
Yeah, get them some game experience.
Right. If we're going to tweak our offense, tweak our defense, let's do it now. And we used like the last three or four games of last season to get ready for this year. We had six sophomores that started or played a great deal.
Right.
And so we're still young. I mean, we have 20 kids that'll be back next year.
Wow.
Right.
So, but we tried to speed that up a little bit halfway through last year. So hopefully it'll pay off.
Well, and that was one of the questions I had, you know, the experience game last year, hoping to pay dividends this year.
You hope it does. Kids, you know, they say sometimes the best thing about a sophomore is he becomes a junior.
Yep.
And I think that's true. And but that's part of football. Football is a tough game, and you have to be ready and prepare, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, I'm looking at your last year's schedule, too, and, you know, your last four games was, you know, Clinton and Hudson, and then you had – yeah, you know, Ida, and then you won against Onstead.
Yeah, Ida had a great year.
Right, so, you know, those three before you got to the last week, you know, those were probably three of your tougher ones that you're going to find anyway.
They are, but you know what? Again, it really doesn't matter in the LCAA. I think they're all good. I think Columbia is going to be much better this year, and Dundee's up.
Yes.
And Hudson's not going to go away.
No.
And,
you know, Onstead's a question mark because with the new coach and new staff,
Aaron Amthor.
You're just not sure, but that's a guy you're very familiar with.
Aaron Amthor was my student teacher many years ago. Yes, good man there. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I think, and again, that's we're looking forward to talking with him and just, you know, talking a little onset football as well. But, you know, coming back, you know, did you talk about tweaking some things? Are there some things that you did last year that doing this year that, you know, are a little different than what you have
done
in the past?
Nothing major, but we just as a staff about week 4 or 5 said, okay, If we're not liking this, what are we going to change? What do we want to do next year? Let's do it now.
Right.
That's what we did. And nothing major, but let's get it implemented, installed now. And then, like I said, a couple kids that we're not playing a ton, let's get them in there.
Sure.
That's all we did.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's going to do, but hopefully it'll speed them up.
Yeah. Well, and making the jump to the varsity from a sub varsity or being a sophomore on the varsity, it's such a big jump for kids sometimes. So the earlier you can start with that change, I think you're right. It speeds it up faster.
You hope it does.
You hope it does.
You hope,
right.
You hope that 3 or 4 games meant something.
Right.
And I think it
right.
did. I think those kids were ready to roll when we went to camp.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, did you go away to camp this
we
year?
We did.
Okay, I
we
know
did.
You traditionally do.
We do, and we had to go to a different camp this year. We always went up in the Irish Hills, the Sauk Valley.
Right, right.
There,
yeah.
They don't have sports camps anymore.
You're
so
kidding me.
Nope, they great people up there.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. So we found a camp, believe it or not, in the middle of Sylvania, Ohio.
Holy cow.
I didn't know it even existed. It was a Boy Scout camp. Wonderful. Surrounded by nothing but trees and rivers.
Yeah.
And we went there, and it was great.
It's always a good chance to get the kids away. I know we used to go to Bowling Green for a few years there at Adrian. And, you know, just you get away, and it's just you and the kids.
Yep.
And it's a nice bonding experience. The kids get to know each other. You know, I think it's really a great opportunity to build team chemistry.
It is. And we don't allow cell phones
sure.
and that kind of thing, and they have just each other.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really successful this year.
Yeah. I always like those experiences. I think you're glad when they're over because you get back to your normal routine. But by the same
yep.
token, you those few days, I think, really can
yep.
become impactful.
That's why we do them.
Yeah,
yep.
absolutely.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you get some times where, you know, maybe these kids don't know each other as well. And all of a sudden it gets, you know, you might think this guy's kind of an arrogant or whatever. And then
mm-hmm.
you get together for a week and
yeah.
those different circumstances, you go, you know what? We have more in common than I thought, you
yeah.
know, and then those are things that, you know, late in games or week 4 and week 5, when you want to count on somebody, those are the factors that make those things work better because you can fall back on those experiences.
Right. You want to build that culture, and that's those 2 or 3 days that really goes a long way to doing that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, those experiences, it's more than just football. You know, it's teammate relationships,
mm-hmm.
friendships. You know, some of those guys they'll come back 10, 15, 20 years from now, and they'll talk about, you remember we went to that park down in the middle of Sylvania?
Yeah.
No one knew it was even there, and that was a lot of fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the memories that, you know, I think kids take with them into their adulthood.
Yes, they do, and that's a big part of football.
Sure,
anyhow.
Absolutely.
That's what football is.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, looking at schedule again, looking at week 1 with Whiteford and with Coach Mensing being gone down there, I don't know if you saw any of their scrimmage or film.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah, we watched the tape.
Anything different that they're going to be bringing?
They,
or they placed
teams
it pretty status quo.
Yeah, and pretty vanilla, but
yeah.
I'm sure they've got a tremendous quarterback, 4-year starter, and they execute what they do very well. They're legit. They're a very good team. But again, we're looking forward to that
yeah.
because you got to be ready to play, and it's only going to make us better to play that game. So,
yeah, iron sharpens iron.
That's right,
as the saying goes.
That's right.
And you know, I think you'll play a much improved Sand Creek team in week 2.
Yeah,
numbers are up according to Coach Spicer earlier,
mm-hmm.
so I think they're pretty excited about their season. And you know. Those are good challenges outside
mm-hmm.
the conference where you find enough challenges as it is.
And then we dive into the LCAA.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we go.
Right. Dundee's your conference opener. And
yeah, and again, you
off
get,
and running.
You get Clinton, Hudson, Ida back to back to back again.
Yeah. Yep. Might as well. Let's go.
Well, yeah, you got to play them sometime.
You got to play them. You just hope to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of physical
And that's what
football.
Makes it tough,
right,
staying
yeah.
healthy when you have those back-to-back-to-back grinds like that. You're not having one where, you know, and not saying that any week is any easier in the LCAA, but it would be maybe nice to split some of that up just a little bit.
That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. So at some point, that rotation will go away.
Yep.
As the schedule rotates.
It rotates through, but, we're still kind of kind of facing that. But, again, it's Coach, it's always good to have you in and enjoy talking a little Blissfield, football. And, you know, some of the guys you had a few years ago, though, the success of some of those guys you had in the past going on to the baseball side, you're still doing well at the college level?
Yes, they are. Gavin Ganon and the Horky Boy. Both went to BG, and they, matter of fact, Gavin's father is on our staff, Matt, and they moved him in yesterday. They're ready to go for fall baseball.
There you go. Awesome.
Yep, good boys.
Yep.
Yeah, that's tough to lose that class, you know, just not only in football, but that group of, athletes that went through, very good three sport athletes for Blissfield, and those are hard guys to try to replace when you're trying to roll things through.
Right, and we found that out last year, but we knew they were going to graduate.
Right,
all part of it.
Yeah, you try to plan, and so we're over that now.
Yeah,
let's go. It's another
new year.
Let's get it going.
Well, again, Coach, we appreciate your time. Talk a little Blissfield football once again, Coach Ron Estes, and good luck.